All political thinking for years past has been vitiated in the same way. People can foresee the future only when it coincides with their own wishes, and the most grossly obvious facts can be ignored when they are unwelcome. And that quote comes from George Orwell. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, folks, challenging times in the world this week. We've seen the introduction of a new bill by President Obama. And, folks, I do like to keep the shows empowering, and I do like to focus mainly on spirituality and mainly on energy. But sometimes things happen right before your eyes that, well, they just simply demand attention. And the actions that have been taken by Obama in the last week most certainly fall into that category. Because this new bill is most definitely something of an eye-opener. And it's a bill that should hopefully cause even the most asleep person to stir from their slumber. Because with the introduction of this new bill, President Obama has effectively declared a global war on freedom. The power that this bill gives the US government is so broad that even US citizens could be swept up by the military, and the military can be used far away from any battlefield, even within the United States itself, and also within any country. In fact, this bill reminds me of the puppet movie that was made a few years ago called Team America, where America decided to view itself as the world police, because in his ego and in the ego of the American government, these psychopaths actually believe that this bill makes possible the worldwide indefinite detention without charge or trial of any person the United States government deems to be worthy of detention. And this, of course, could be anybody who decides to speak out against the US government. The bill that I'm talking about is the National Defense Authorization Act, which went to the Senate floor on Monday. Now, sections 1031 and 1032 of this bill explicitly authorize the federal government to indefinitely imprison without charge or trial any American citizen and others. Very careful note of the word others, folks. So it refers to American citizens and others, which of course is anybody, can be picked up both inside and outside of the United States. It mandates military detention of civilians who would otherwise be outside of military control, and it transfers to the Department of Defense core prosecutorial, investigative, law enforcement, penal and custodial authority and responsibility that is now held by the Department of Justice. So basically, it's transferring these powers from the Department of Justice to the Department of Defense. This is basically the implementation of a military police state that has a global reach. Yes, folks, these psychopaths actually believe that because they wrote these words on a piece of paper and had a fancy ceremony, it gives them the ability to stroll into any country on earth and arrest anybody they like and hold them without charge. What a wonderful world we live in, folks, and with the introduction of this bill, there should be no doubt whatsoever that the Third Reich is still alive and well, and it has a firm control over the United States today. The only real difference is that Hitler just went out and did these things. He didn't pass legislation saying that it was okay for him to do so. He just did it. Whereas Adolf Obama has actually passed legislation which he believes gives him the right to commit these atrocities. Folks, since the Obama regime came to power, Obama has proven himself to be even more corrupt and more totalitarian and inhuman than both George Bush and Dick Cheney combined. He's managed to out-Bush the Bush regime in every conceivable way that he could find to do so. Yes, folks, change was what was desired, and change is what the world has had. Unfortunately, it has been anything but change for the better. It might be good next time a politician says that they're going to bring change to the world that the voters ask him to please specify what type of change he intends that to be. It's really quite amazing, folks, and really does make me wonder how much the American people are prepared to take, and most certainly makes me wonder about the mentality of the American military and the American police force. I mean, I can't believe that people would actually allow their government to pass such corrupt legislation without going and arresting them and removing them from office, because obviously America is facing a very, very serious threat from a group of domestic enemies that have taken a firm control over the United States government. Because the United States of today resembles anything but the spirit of America. In fact, it resembles a regime that has refined the Nazi system into an extremely functional model and that is now equipped with the technology to quite literally control the entire planet and kill or incarcerate anybody who dares to stand or even speak out against them. And this is exactly the stance the United States government is taking. And unless the people stop the government from what it is doing, this is the direction it intends to take this planet. But it can all still be fixed, folks, because what I see with this bill is the blatant declaration of dictatorship by the Obama regime. And so this, of course, provides the opportunity that the people need to realize what the problem is and to therefore stand up and address this situation. And, folks, I don't know how it could be any more in your face than what this bill is doing. And so the question becomes, will not only the American people, but the people of the world, seize this opportunity for change that is now being presented to them and stand up to rectify this situation? Or do they intend to simply roll over on command and allow the extermination of global freedom? That's the thing about freedom, folks. You have to preserve it. It doesn't come naturally. You have to work at it, and you have to stand up for it. You have to preserve it for future generations the way our forefathers preserved it for us. And if each generation fails to do that and fails to live up to their responsibility as the custodians of freedom in the world, then such freedoms will, by matter of course, be summarily removed, as we are seeing with the introduction of this bill. And of course, this bill is being introduced under the guise of protecting the security of the United States. But folks, you've really got to step back and look at the wider picture, because it isn't protecting the security of the United States at all. It is actually removing the security of the United States and protecting the security of the criminal cabal that is currently in charge of the United States government. And you only have to look at the actions of the United States government to see that it has brutal disregard for the needs of the people. As was once said by Pat Schroeder, you measure a government by how few people need help. And when you look at how many people need help within the United States, how many people are in a state of shortage, how many people have had their lives destroyed and their resources and homes stolen from them at the hands of the government, there can be no doubt whatsoever that the biggest problem the United States faces is its government. And now the United States government intends to extrapolate that problem out to the rest of the world and is openly declaring its intention to do so. And by claiming it has the right to go into any country and arrest any person without charge or trial is essentially Obama's declaration of war against the freedoms of all people throughout the entire expanse of the globe. And folks, as outrageous as it may seem for Obama to be doing this, or for Congress to be doing this, there is no doubt that it will be accepted by many other countries, because as we all know, it isn't actually the Obama regime that is enacting these type of atrocities, it is the global government. Because America is essentially a puppet government that is basically being run by the United Nations and by the banking cartels that control the United Nations. You see, America is being set up as the bad guys, and that's why they do all this stuff, because they have the military means to do it, which is exactly why America has been set up as the most powerful military nation on earth. So these types of travesties of justice can be set up and blamed on the United States, when really the United States is simply acting as the global police, which is basically what it has been created to be. And there's no need for other nations to implement the same type of legislation, because America will do it for them, and they will simply comply. I mean, we always see similar types of legislation being enacted in most countries in regards to things such as carbon tax, but as far as military control and global police powers goes, they only really need give that to one country, and then that country can stand there as the big evil scapegoat, when really it's acting on behalf of the entire globalist agenda. It's not actually limited to the United States. But one of the really important things that people need to understand when all of these types of legislation are being enacted is that they are presented to the people as a means of keeping the country safe. But the reality is that it's never about keeping the country safe. What it's about is keeping the government safe. And that's what it's about. The only reason Obama would be enacting this type of legislation is to protect the criminal activity of the global governments. It's the same as the planned censorship of the internet. It isn't to protect anyone. It isn't to protect children against porn. I mean, what you'll find is that most of the porn is run by the CIA, again. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem so that you will be offended by it and demand that there is change. The internet censorship that is being planned is to prevent people such as myself from speaking out against the government, and for you to be able to hear what's being said. And that's what it's all about. It's about the cabal protecting themselves at the expense of the people. I mean, they take all your rights and freedoms away, and they tell you that they've done it to keep you safe. But then suddenly you're walking around in a police state feeling anything but safe. And so it should be very, very clear that it never has anything to do about the safety of the public. What it's all about is protecting the criminals who run the government. Always, folks, it's always about the same thing. Look at the Chappelle Corby case here. I actually did a radio interview on Sydney Breakfast Radio the other day discussing the Chappelle Corby case. There has been a massive amount of information come out about the drug smuggling that's been going on at Australian airports, and the reason Chappelle Corby is actually in jail in Bali and has been in jail for around about 7 years now for a crime that she did not commit. This woman is rotting in an Indonesian jail, and she's rotting there simply to protect the government corruption that exists within Australia. And that shows how far these sociopaths and psychopaths and criminals in government are actually prepared to go. And Chappelle Corby, folks, it could be you, it could be anyone, it could be anybody who has simply taken a holiday to Bali, could very, very easily find themselves in the same position as Chappelle Corby. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with the Chappelle Corby case, there is a site called the Expendable Project, and you can find that at expendable.tv. I recommend you go there and have a look at the information regarding the incarceration of this woman. And just remember that this could very well be you. And try to spread the information and get it out on as many networks as possible. And let's see if we can make this go viral and create a bit of public awareness. Because the Chappelle Corby case really is a grand expose of government corruption. And the fact that it's happening here in Australia really does speak volumes, because Australia is supposed to be a free country. And if this type of thing can happen in Australia, then it can happen anywhere, and it is happening everywhere. The amount of people that go missing each day, the amount of people that are incarcerated without having committed any crime, it's absolutely atrocious, folks, and it's going to continue until we the people become aware of this situation and until we the people stand up and make some noise about it. So get the information out to your friends, folks. And I'm actually going to be opening up a new section of the Crow House just to deal with the Chappelle Corby case, folks. So you'll find a link there on the homepage before too much longer, and that will take you to all of this information. So keep a lookout for that one as well. I've actually placed a link to the Expendable Project near the top of the homepage as well for you, folks. So if you get a chance, go to thecrowhouse.com and click on the banner to the Expendable Project, and that will take you there. And there is quite literally a wealth of information regarding the Chappelle Corby case on that website. And it doesn't stop there, folks. Someone sent me a link a couple of days ago about a five-year-old boy who was handcuffed with cable ties to his hands and to his feet and was forced to remain that way for 2 hours by a police officer that is employed by the school because the officer felt that he had been assaulted by this five-year-old child. And so the officer tied the child up with cable ties and took him off for a psychiatric evaluation. And this is a clear demonstration of the lengths to which these people are prepared to go. And it also is a very, very clear indication of the type of sociopaths and psychopaths that are now being employed as police officers. And people need to pay special attention to cases such as this because it's ultimately the only way we're ever going to be able to bring these people home. And that's really the question, isn't it? Because that is really the objective in all of this. It's one thing to recognize that people are sociopathic and psychopathic. It's one thing to realize the problems that we face with government. But ultimately, the real goal here in all of these instances is to discover a way to bring these people home. I mean, I know when I talk about these people and I talk about these things that happen, it can get me quite angry. It absolutely can get me quite angry. And sometimes it's even anger that makes me bring these issues to you and talk to you about them. But with me, the anger soon turns to sadness because once I've had the outburst or display the anger that I've felt, I often feel sad towards the person that I'm angry at because of the disconnected state that they're in that makes them commit these atrocities. But I also feel quite sad at myself for getting angry enough to have an emotional outburst. But still, I do get angry. And very often, what I've found is the best thing to do is to channel that anger into self-empowerment and positive action rather than violent outbursts. And as hard as it is to do, it is extremely important that we forgive these people that are committing these atrocities against us. Now, we don't have to go along with anything that they say. We don't have to make ourselves subservient to their rules and put up with atrocities being carried out against ourselves. But we don't need to stand against these things by displaying violent outbursts. What we need to do is simple non-compliance. I've been saying this to you for many years now. Non-compliance is really the way to pave the way to the future. And non-compliance can very easily be achieved with a united community, and that's why I've pushed that issue so much as well. And it really is hard, folks, for some people to grasp the concept of this, but that really is the only way forward. And true non-compliance and even having the motivation to push forward and to get to know your neighbours and to just turn away from this system is impossible to achieve without compassion. And that is the hard part. To simply forgive these people and to strive to bring them home. And I'm reminded of a metaphor, a little story that I was told or I read somewhere. And it goes like this. I'll try to get it right, but there was once a being in a place that you might call heaven. It was simply a being of light, made of unconditional love. And the being of light said to its creator, "This is very wonderful being a being of light, but I've experienced this and I've experienced unconditional love and I'd like to experience something else. I'd like to experience forgiveness." And the creator looked at the being of light and said, "But you are the most evolved thing that there is. You are a being of light. You are unconditional love. You don't need to go and experience forgiveness." But the being of light was insistent and wanted to experience forgiveness. And an angel came up to it, a helpful angel came up to the being of light and said, "Well, look, I can organize it. We can go down into reality together. But in order to do this, you will have to go down there in a state of amnesia, because it's only through amnesia that you will be able to experience true emotion. And I will do something to you. I will do something horrendous to you. But you have to remember to forgive me, because it isn't until you forgive me that we can both return home." The being of light agreed that this was a really good idea. And so both the being of light and the angel went down into reality. I think that's a really poignant story, and I think that everybody needs to think about that and just let it really sink in. Because if you do that, you begin to understand how reality works. You begin to understand the emotional content of the world that you inhabit and how you interact with that emotion, how you interact with that reality through your emotions. Because it isn't until we understand that forgiveness and compassion are the two most important things that we can feel. As I've said to you, compassion is the fabric that makes up the matrix. Compassion is the fabric that makes up the very stuff of the universe, and your interface with that compassion, your interface with that fabric, is empathy. And so that's all you have to do, folks. All you have to do is be aware of what the problems are, and be aware of how simple the solution is, because the solution is simply non-compliance, and to understand the power of compassion and forgiveness. Because when you apply compassion and forgiveness to the equation, we can simply turn away from this system. I mean, the system isn't real anyway. It's just fiction. It's just an idea. It's just a meme. It's just rules. It's just words on paper. It's not real law. It's not anything we need to survive as mankind. Now, the purpose of mankind is to understand itself and to improve reality by our presence in it. And this can only be done through forgiveness. This can only be done through compassion. It can only be done by making other people's lives easier. Because by doing that, you make your own life easier. That's the way it works. What you give is returned to you. And there's nothing better than the feeling of giving. It really is a wonderful feeling. And being given too, the feeling of receiving a genuine gift that comes from someone's heart. We've been given the gift of life here. We've been given a beautiful reality, and the choice is ours as to what we do with this reality. We have a truly wonderful opportunity here with everything that's happening, with all of the laws that are being implemented, with the fracking, with everything that's happening. We have the best opportunity the human race has ever had to wake up to itself once and for all. To realize who and what we are, to realize the power that we have, to act in compassion and empathy and simply change reality. It's just up to us as to whether we are going to take up the opportunity, take up the challenge, and actually step up to the plate. And it's important that we do, folks, because if we don't deal with the situation that we're facing and deal with it from the right energetic perspective, deal with it from the right emotional perspective, then the human race is simply not going to make it through. We just don't have a choice. We have to finally grow up. We have to finally realize who and what we are, because it's the only real choice we have to build a better future. You can't fight against this system. It's just too big. It's too complex. There's too many people in the world that don't know it exists. That's why they allow the population to get so large and to get so dumbed down, because then you can put this whole system in place. And the people that are awake to it and are trying to scream out and stop it from happening simply can't be heard above the pure cacophony of society. And that's why it's been done this way. Ordo ab chao. Order out of chaos. But first you have to create the chaos. And when you look around you at this society, folks, well, that's exactly what you see. And so the only way to combat it is to build strong community. Because when you've got strong community, when you lead by example within your community and you spend your life helping those around you, suddenly everything changes. And I'm living proof that this system actually works, folks. I simply decided one day to throw myself to the whim of the universe and everything just fell into place. And so I can tell you from my own first-hand experience that it does actually work, and that you can quite literally change your world simply by changing your perspective of it. And if this can be done on a personal level, then why can't it be done on a collective level? And the thing is, folks, that it can. It can be done on a collective level. All one needs to do is remove fear from their psyche and always act with empathy and compassion. And I think it's break time now, folks, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break, and I'll talk to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, folks. So I know that on a lot of these shows, some of the information that I bring to you may be deemed as somewhat negative. But I can only hope that people out there understand the importance of knowing what the problems we face actually are. Because you see this stuff happening in the world around you, and you see how easy it would be to change this whole system. And ultimately, one comes to the conclusion that, well, the only reason all these problems exist is because people don't know they exist. People don't realize who and what they are, and they simply allow the world to be trashed around them. And what is one supposed to do when they can see the situation that humanity's facing? I mean, all I can really do, folks, is attempt to alert people to the urgency of this situation, because we still have time to fix it. And you notice the worse it gets, the more totalitarian the system becomes, the more trashed our environment becomes, the more expensive everything becomes, and the harder it becomes to live a normal life in everyday society. So the worse it gets, they make sure the people have to work harder and harder and harder. And the people work so hard that when they get a moment of recreation, they just go out and waste themselves and write themselves off, so they never really look at what's going on. They're just glad for the short time they have to escape the system and to escape the rigors of work, and they just want to enjoy it as much as they can. And so they do. They just go out and they party and they get wasted and they immerse themselves in whichever type of meaningless leisure activity they can find, just anything to get them away from the rigors of their normal everyday life. But they never step back a little bit and realize that this has all been created this way. As I've said before, mankind itself is living in what is essentially a very low-security open-air prison, within which everybody must work and pay to be alive, and then every now and then you're given time in the exercise yard and a few trinkets to play with, a few fast cars, some nightclubs, or some alcohol, or a ride on a sailboat. Just something to keep you thinking that you're free. But when you step away from it all and you actually look at society and look at the direction society is heading in, and you see the danger that the human race is in due to the fact that they are completely oblivious to what's going on around them because they are living within this well-constructed system of work and leisure, then one simply doesn't have a choice but to speak out and to help change the direction in which the ship of state is sailing. And I don't really know how else to bring it all to you, folks. I've gone through so many shows. I've spoken about lights. I've spoken about energy, photon light, phonon sound. I've explained how reality works, the nature of atoms, the nature of consciousness, how you're simply downloading a frequency. I've talked about the power of emotion. I've attempted to provide for people the tools that I myself have used to overcome the fear that people seem to have for reality. And that's all I can do, folks, is tell you how I've gone about it. I can offer you my perspective. I'm not asking you to follow me or go along with anything I say. I'm simply offering you my perspective of how I have dealt with reality, how I view reality, how I've managed to remove this fear energy from myself, and how I've changed my reality by removing that fear energy, by realizing that my purpose in life is to improve reality by my presence in it. My purpose in life is to do no harm. My purpose in life is to help those around me and to gain a real perspective of what it means to be alive, of what it means to be part of this collective consciousness and part of this reality. And I've learned how to forgive. I can still hold anger. I can still sit here and call someone a sociopath or a psychopath and absolutely love them and feel ultimate sadness for them at exactly the same time. I can call people these things simply based on an observation of their actions, but I don't wish to hurt them. I don't wish them to come to any harm whatsoever. I simply want them to come home because it's time for us all to come home. It's time for the human race to finally evolve within its own consciousness. And all mankind has to do is to simply stop and take stock, step back and look at reality for what it is. Look at themselves for what they are and look at the people around them for what they are. And it doesn't matter what anybody did. Let it go. Because they are you. They only did what they did because that is what this system trained them to do. And the key to it all is forgiveness. Everybody, surrender right now. It doesn't matter what side you're on. Everybody surrender. If the police surrender, if the government surrenders, if China surrenders and America surrenders and Australia surrenders and everybody just surrenders. And then you surrender, and your neighbors surrender, and every person within every nation simply surrenders. Then who is there to fight? Where is the war? Where is the starvation? Where's the poverty? Where's the homelessness? Where is all of the destruction that has been wrought? All of it simply disappears. We've got a beautiful reality, folks, and we've got a wonderful opportunity to make it even more beautiful, to make it into something absolutely spectacular. We have the opportunity to make the world into anything we want to make it into. And yet because we hold this fear in our hearts and this loathing towards our neighbours and towards ourselves, we're simply making it into a mine. We're making it into a toxic wasteland. Because all of the industries that are damaging the planet so much only exist because of this fear. Because if we weren't in fear of being who and what we are and in fear of standing up for ourselves and in fear of the system itself, we wouldn't be working in these industries because we wouldn't be in the state of shortage that this system keeps us in. It's only our fear of the system, our fear of standing up against the system that perpetuates this shortage because we can change it any time we want. Because everything that's in place that controls mankind was all put in place by mankind. It's all just mankind. And what keeps us in place and what keeps this whole system running the way it does is our belief that the system is real, when ultimately it's just an idea. I've spoken about that so many times, and I know I repeat myself on a lot of the shows, but it's true, folks. It's just an idea. It's just a meme. And it's high time we woke up to this, because it's high time we change things. The question is, when are we going to do it? Because we're kind of beating around the bush, and at the moment, mankind is kind of like a train that's heading at full speed into a canyon, and the bridge ahead is broken. And we don't really have a great deal of time to put the brakes on. If we don't put the brakes on, if we go careering off the end, well, so be it. That's just the way it is. But it would seem that all we have to do is show a little self-responsibility. Stop competing with each other. Stop attacking each other. Stop blaming other people for the situation the world is in. And just stop and change it. You might think, well, that's all very well for you to say, but it's very hard to do. And yeah, sure, it probably is, because there's so many people that simply don't think that way. But the reality is, folks, is that that's all it would take, and in most cases people think it's hard simply because they're not prepared to do it. As I said on last week's show, people should simply occupy themselves. They don't need to go out and protest. They don't need to go out and fight this system. They need to stop using the system. They need to stop depending on the system for their lives, and they need to start helping those around them. There's no point going and marching in Wall Street. There's no point going and screaming outside Parliament House or Government House or Capitol Hill or anywhere. All you have to do is get to know your neighbours and build community where you live. Understand that the people around you are just like yourself in Lakesh. And learn how to forgive them. Learn how not to judge them. Because by judging other people, ultimately you're simply judging yourself. And sure, folks, look, I can appreciate that it isn't really that easy, because there are a lot of dysfunctional people out there. All the sociopaths that run our political systems and our media are a very good example of this. But again, you've got to understand that these people are a product of society. And the society itself is a product of our fear. A product of the inner fear that we have collectively yet to overcome. It's like a vicious circle, really, isn't it, when you really get down and look at it? We create a system that's based on fear, and then it's the fear of the system that keeps us in fear. We're definitely very strange creatures. But to me, it just seems very obvious, folks. It just seems very simple and very obvious how to rectify the entire situation. And when I see legislation being put in place like that, which has just been put in place by the Obama regime, then what would you have me do? I simply have to speak out about it. And I'm sure there are many people who are speaking out about it, but many of them are doing it from a state of fear. And sure, there's a lot to be feared from this legislation. It's extremely corrupt. And it is, as I said earlier in the show, virtually a declaration of war against freedom right across the globe. But even in it being that, what I see deeper than that is an opportunity. Because mankind has been given so many chances to wake up, and so many opportunities to stand up for who and what we are, and to come into our power, and to govern ourselves, and to live in compassion, and remove this fear from our lives. And we just never seem to take them. And so it just keeps getting worse. It keeps getting more and more blatant. And it will continue to do so until we decide to step up to the plate. And folks, when I say step up to the plate, I hope you can see that I'm not saying let's have a violent revolution. What I'm saying is let's simply embrace each other. Step up to the plate, step away from the fear, and realize that when you deal with other people, you are dealing with yourself, and treat them accordingly. We do this, we turn away from the system by turning towards each other, and once we've done that, the system simply crumbles and falls, because it is nothing more than a house of cards, because it's not real. It's just an idea. And so that's why I do what I do, folks, and it needs to be done because it is a very urgent situation. Though I must admit it is kind of fascinating to watch in many ways because I find it completely ludicrous that people believe they can control the world by writing these little rules on pieces of paper. It's just amazing. And it only really works because of the big thugs, the boys in blue that they employ to make sure that it works. And that's all the cops do, folks, is they just keep you in line. That's what they're for. I mean, sure, sometimes they do go to crime scenes and protect people, but again, these crimes only happen because of the system itself. It's all this one big vicious circle, and they have to give the police a little bit of crime and bloodshed to deal with, otherwise they would feel like they're simply enforcing corporate corruption. And so even that is perpetuated by the system just by matter of course. You know, it's an incredibly clever system, and as I've said before, it's kind of like a self-perpetuating, self-organizing organism. It really is quite amazing the way it works when you step back and look at it. All of the crime, all of the shortage, all of the need for police, all of this stuff is created by the system itself. And so because all of this stuff is a natural byproduct of the system, then more and more rules have to be put in place to try to contain it. And yet the more rules are put in place, the easier it is for people to break them. And so the more violent the system becomes. Because eventually it will get to the point where we've just got total criminalization and there'll be rules for everything. You won't be able to do anything without breaking the law. Because there'll be a law against virtually everything. Eventually there'll be a law against everything that makes a human being a human being. And therefore it's possible for everybody to break the law at any time of the day and not even realize they're doing it. And so at last we can all be uniform in the eyes of the law. Ordo ab chao. Order out of chaos. See, it fits in within every aspect of the system, no matter how you look at it, it's there. And it's the state of ordering that creates the chaos, because chaos is a natural result to anything if looked at from a perspective of total order, because nature is anything but ordered. Human life is anything but ordered. Reality is anything but ordered. So when you start creating stringent rules and stringent laws which require for everything to be ordered, then everything becomes chaos. And then the government itself, the ordering body, is the one who actually instigates violence against the chaos as a means of forcing it into a completely unnatural order. And so mankind becomes more and more machine-like. And that's what's happening, folks. Mankind is being turned into a machine. And it's all happening because we're allowing it to happen, because we won't face this fear in ourselves. We won't connect with the people around us and see that the system that enslaves us is just an idea. Mankind used to live in perfect harmony on this planet. When you look back at the ancient technology that was used by the Egyptians and the Mayans and many ancient races, when you read the texts and you see what these people achieved, what they left for us to see that they could achieve, and then you look at today's modern society, it's easy to see that somewhere along the line something went terribly wrong. Something happened that divided us from creation, divided us from nature, divided us from the earth, and also served to divide us from each other and essentially from ourselves. And mankind became civilized in a completely different way, culminating in the societies that now threaten our very existence. And if you step back and look at Western society, folks, what you can see is that we were tricked. We were tricked into living our lives in a state of fear, in fear that everybody was out to get us. We've been taught to believe that we are the good guys, and yet we've allowed our governments to constantly wage war in order to maintain peace. We've essentially been sold that you need to wage war in order to make peace. But folks, if you want peace with another nation, you don't go to war with them. You go to peace with them. It's pretty simple. But the people just don't think about it. They sit there in front of their televisions. They read their newspapers, all of who are owned by the same half dozen people. And they believe everything they're told by these institutions. I mean, you might be given a choice of up to 20 newspapers to read in your country. But if you look into these newspapers, what you find is that they're all owned by the same people. And so you're really only getting one version of the news. And you find that these are also the same people who own all the television stations. So people just sit there and they believe what they're told. They believe that all these other countries are a threat to them. They believe this because the television tells them that it is so. Many of them have never been to these countries, but that doesn't matter because what does matter is that the television has said that the government suggests that these countries are a threat, when really they're not. They sit there and they cheer on the winning team from their armchairs by watching the war on television. They believe that their government is fighting against a terrible menace, and yet our governments have dropped depleted uranium all over the world. They've allowed the most outrageous atrocities to take place. The carpet bombing of Baghdad. The pepper bombing of Libya. Thousands of innocent lives lost in order to bring peace. And then you look at the hardship that exists within our countries. Look how everybody is struggling. Nobody can pay the bills because of the corrupt banking system that enslaves the country to debt. We find our countries being strip mined and fracked and the water tables being destroyed, people being corralled into cities, the police getting more and more militarized, and still our governments tell us they're doing all of it for our safety and that they're doing it all to maintain peace. The damage that has been done to the world and what's been done to mankind at the hands of this system is unacceptable. And I believe mankind has a duty to refuse to accept it any longer. We have so many thousands of people die every day. We have children in a state of terrible need. We have whole countries at war. We have resources being ravaged at will. And it all continues because we simply sit back and do nothing. And folks, like, it might seem like a really big thing to do to stand up against this system, but if we do it together by simply connecting with each other and supporting our local communities and supporting each other and turning away from the system, then the system collapses. And this goes for everybody. All the police officers, all the FDA people, all the people working in the laboratories genetically engineering food, all the people transporting these seeds for companies like Monsanto and all of these sorts of things, all the workers for these companies, all the police officers, all the military, all of the people on the ground that are driving these industries and driving this corruption, all need to turn away from it and turn back towards your communities. Because it really is time for mankind to come home. It's time for mankind to step up and be mankind rather than being the human race. Because all the human race is a group of beings that are the hue of man racing headlong towards their own destruction. But it's time for us to stop racing and simply be mankind. We're being given an opportunity to do this. Right now, peaceful non-compliance to this system. I mean, all you have to do is look at the system, folks, and you can see how corrupt it is. People like Chappelle Corby rotting in an Indonesian jail. All of the wars, all of the bloodshed, all of the homelessness, all of the starvation, all of the problems that we face, there are a result of this system. And you can't blame the individuals within the system. We don't want them. We don't want to hang them or chop off their heads. We don't want to hurt them in any way. They are as much entangled in the system as anybody else. But even if they believe they have a position of power and they're that stuck into the system, they will still find that the system doesn't work without the compliance of the people. And we simply have to stop complying with it. That's all we have to do. We just got to stop going along with it. Start helping each other. There shouldn't be any law in place that says that you can't help your neighbour, that you can't eat organic food, that you can't be an absolutely free person. If there is a law in place that says such a thing, then it's not a law, it's a statute, and you owe it no allegiance. Because when laws are written that are contrary to conscience, then people must act contrary to the laws. That's the way it is. And we're being given the opportunity to do this, folks, and I firmly believe that all we have to do to make it happen is to let go of that fear, connect with each other, and stand up and be who and what we were born to be. Non-violent non-compliance, folks, that's all it would take. Well, that's about it for me today, folks. We're almost at the end of the show. Don't forget to visit the site to get some information about Chappelle Corby. There's a link at the top of the Crow House homepage to the Expendable Project, and that's where you'll find that information. Please do spread this information about Chappelle as much as you can. Mirror it on other sites if you're able to do so. I will be creating a mirror of the information on the Crow House as soon as I'm able. Thank you for continuing to visit the website, thecrowhouse.com. Thank you for any support you've ever shown me. The site truly wouldn't be there were it not for the support that is shown by the listeners, and so I do thank you very much for that. I'm thinking that I may not do a show next week because I have my son staying with me at the moment and we want to catch up and spend a bit of time together, but I will be back the week after. For those of you who catch up with the show on YouTube, I have about 3 or 4 radio shows from last month that I did on other stations that I haven't had a chance to look at or edit the commercials out of yet, but I'll try to get one of them posted on YouTube next week, so that will keep up the flow of information anyway, and I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take care until then. In La Cache.